Good morning. It's Friday, and it is the 12th day of the 7th month, July, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Friday is a good day to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. So let's join together in prayer. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today's entry is entitled, Living on the Winning Side of Losing. Our text is Acts chapter 22, verses 25 to 30. Hear now the word of the Lord. As they stretched Paul out to flog him, he said to the centurion standing there, "Is it legal for you to flog a Roman citizen who hasn't even been found guilty?" When the centurion heard this, he went to the commander and reported it. "What are you going to do?" he asked. "This man is a Roman citizen." The commander went to Paul and asked, "Tell me, are you a Roman citizen?" "Yes, I am," he answered. Then the commander said, "I had to pay a lot of money for my citizenship." "But I was born a citizen," Paul replied. Those who were about to interrogate him withdrew immediately. The commander himself was alarmed when he realized that he had put Paul, a Roman citizen, in chains. The commander wanted to find out exactly why Paul was being accused by the Jews. So the next day he released him and ordered the chief priests and all the members of the Sanhedrin to assemble. Then he brought Paul and had him stand before them. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. As we make our way through the Acts of the Apostles, keep in mind we are largely getting Luke's take and point of view. He is telling it like he sees it. I say that not to diminish the text in the least, but to point out we have additional takes in the New Testament. With the Gospels, we get four inspired accounts. As Luke recounts this account of Paul's journey, I want us to keep in mind Paul's account. There's nothing like seeing apostolic history through the lens of the one making the history. All these years later, it's too easy to miss the gravity of who Paul was, who he became, what he endured, what he accomplished, and the nature of his relationship with Jesus. As I noted yesterday, it's a challenge to get an exact correspondence between Paul's writings and journeys. Regardless of that kind of precision, Paul's letters give us a sense of his developing insight, vision, and day-in, day-out mindset. Consider this word from his second letter to the Corinthians. "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed." That's 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 and 8. It's so easy to sink down into the losing side of our battles, isn't it? To make camp in the country of hard-pressed, perplexed, persecuted, and struck down. That's life in darkness, death, and chaos. Meanwhile, Jesus is always raising us up into light, life, and new creation. That does not mean a trouble or pain-free life. It means we will live life on the winning side of the battles, even when we feel like we are losing. We'll do it by declaring to darkness, death, and chaos these words: but not crushed, but not in despair, but not abandoned, but not destroyed. In that letter to the Corinthians, Paul would then add this: we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. That's chapter 4, verses 10 to 12. Paul understood and experienced his hardships and sufferings as a direct Holy Spirit connection to the presence of Jesus. The Holy Spirit metabolized Paul's suffering into the revelation of the resurrected life of Jesus to others. This is mind-blowing. Now to the most mind-blowing part. Note how Paul does not say, me, myself, and I. He says, we, our, and us. We always carry around in our body. You see that? Paul says this same thing is our reality too. Jesus will not only get us through our most difficult challenges, but he will use them as an opportunity to reveal himself to others through us. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. And because you are in me, this transformation is now happening. And so to that end, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. And yes, Lord Jesus, I receive your perseverance, the perseverance of the Holy Spirit that is hard pressed on every side, that is perplexed, that is persecuted. That is struck down. Yeah, I receive that, Lord, and yet I also receive that you are not crushed. You are not in despair. You are not abandoned, and you are not destroyed. I receive all of that. I receive, Jesus, your persevering spirit, and I release my self-pity, my willingness to just want to nurse my own wounds, to just sort of sink down into losses. I release all of that by receiving all of you. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength, so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary for the glory of God our Father. Amen. And the journal prompts today, have you ever witnessed the reality of this miracle, seeing Jesus revealed through the sufferings of one of his faithful followers? Have you ever witnessed it personally yourself? Jesus sustaining you through suffering and revealing himself to others through it? I bet you have. For our hymn today, we're going to sing one of the big ones. And it just seems to fit to me in this entry, this zone of scripture and life we're in. A mighty fortress is our God. That's number 35 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Number 35, a mighty fortress is our God. We'll sing all four verses. We're going to go for it today. Take some deep breaths. This is a big one. We got to sing out. Sing deep. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabbath, his name, from age to age the same. And he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Let's sing an amen. Amen. I heard you out there today. You were going for it. I could see some of you fighting through tears because you are sitting in the losing side of winning. I'm sorry. The winning side of losing. Or which is it? Which is it really? Is it the losing side of winning? Maybe that's more truthful than the winning side of losing. I don't know. I'll leave it to the jury. It's some of both, I'm sure. But I know many of you are presently experiencing hard-pressed on every side. You're experiencing perplexed. You're experiencing persecuted. You're experiencing struck down. All kinds of circumstances have arisen in your life, and they're taking a toll. I know it. But I want to tell you this. You're not crushed because of Jesus. You're not in despair because of Jesus. You're not abandoned, and you are not destroyed. In fact, some of these circumstances Jesus is actually using to just strip away everything but himself. He's bringing you back down to the subfloor. He's bringing you back down to the base, to the core, even into the midst of deep weakness. And he's saying, don't despise weakness. My strength is being made perfect in weakness. So just hold on. Stand firm. Be still. Know that he is God. Though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, know God is our refuge and strength. A mighty fortress is our God. All right, guys, that's a lot of encouragement for Friday. And I know some of us really need it today. So just take it in. Breathe it in. Jesus is, he's standing in front of you. He's saying, receive the Holy Spirit, and he's just breathing on you. So breathe in, inhale, take him in. What's that old saying I heard once? You never know he's all you need till you know he's all you got. And that's where Paul lived so much of his life. That's where so many of the great saints down through the ages, that's where they learned to live. And their life just radiated love, power, peace, joy. Even when they didn't feel it, he was coming through that. Well, let's get our seeds. There's a lot of people out there in the world who are dealing with these kinds of same things, and they don't know the Lord. I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know how they're surviving. Many of them are just sort of white-knuckling their way through. They're looking for you. They're looking for Jesus in you to come alongside them and extend a hand, to give a hug, to speak a word, just to be with. Yeah. That's who you are. All right, get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.